The Curiosity rover has been roaming around on our neighbouring planet Mars since August 2012. It's part of NASA's Mars Exploration Programme and has been investigating the surface of the red planet to determine if it ever had an environment able to support life. To help it do that, onboard the car-sized rover is the most advanced suite of scientific instruments ever to be carried to Mars. Kevin Lewis is a planetary scientist from Johns Hopkins University, and along with help from his colleagues, they have been able to adapt some of the instruments to work in new ways. Myself, Jenny Gracie, spoke with him to find out about the rover's latest adventure.
We are driving around in a crater on Mars known as Gale Crater, and we're currently exploring about a 5-kilometer-high mountain, which we're driving up, known as Mount Sharp.
What is it that you've done with the rover?
So in this study, we were able to repurpose some engineering sensors on the rover and use them to kind of hack together a new science instrument to do some science that the rover wasn't originally intended to do.
What was it that you repurposed?
The rover has a set of what are called accelerometers to measure accelerations on the rover, and we use these both to figure out how far we've driven and to detect the orientation of the rover, much like the accelerometers that are built into most modern smartphones. So when the rover isn't driving, it can measure the acceleration of gravity at a given location, and we can look for small changes in the gravity beneath the rover as it moves around the surface of Mars and climbs Mount Sharp to figure out the density of the rocks and the downward pull they're inducing as we drive.
So you'd mentioned that we have these actually in our phones and in our devices.
Yeah, so if you've ever downloaded a Level app on your phone to hang your pictures correctly, that's using the accelerometers in your phone, and it's using the accelerometers, which it has three of to detect X, Y, and Z directions. It's using those to detect the orientation of the phone relative to the downward pull of gravity. So the same way, we have three accelerometers on the rover, and we can figure out how the rover's tilted based on the downward direction of gravity on those three sensors.
What do these new measurements tell you about the surface of the crater and Mount Sharp?
When I first came up with this idea, I had no idea if these engineering sensors would be precise enough to give us any sort of meaningful scientific information. But it turns out that they were sensitive enough to give us a meaningful measurement of the rock density. And what we found was that the rocks that make up Mount Sharp is a mountain made of sedimentary rocks, layered rocks that record the action of water and wind and other geological processes that occurred on Mars for probably millions of years. And we found that those rocks were surprisingly low density, which indicated to us that they had a lot of pore space in the interior of the rocks. And we've used that in this study to constrain the maximum burial depth that these rocks ever experience on the surface. One thing that's interesting about this study relative to most of the other studies to date from the Curiosity rover is that, you know, most of the studies that have been published are looking at the rocks that Curiosity is actually driving over, looking at. And in some ways, this study focuses on the rocks that may or may not have been above us at some point in time and rocks higher up on the mountain that we haven't visited yet.
Does this help us understand how Gale Crater and the mountain formed? Does it fill in a bit of the history for us?
One of the interesting things about Gale Crater, it's about a 5-kilometer hole in the ground on Mars, and we've got this 5-kilometer mountain sitting out in the middle of it. And we don't know exactly how that mountain formed. We've been able to look at the lowermost couple hundred meters as we've driven along with the rover, but there's several kilometers above us that we haven't visited yet with the rover, and we're still not sure how all of those rocks were deposited. One of the interesting things, if Mount Sharp, the layers that make up that mountain, had once filled the entire crater to the height of the top of the mountain, the rocks at the Curiosity landing site would have been buried about 5 kilometers deep. And we estimate that if that were the case, you would have really compacted those rocks a lot more and crushed out some of that porosity. And so we infer from this study that the rocks were never buried to the full depth of Gale Crater, which is a bit surprising relative to what we normally expect.
Does this impact any future research or perhaps designs of the rovers?
This study points towards the value of taking gravimetry measurements on the surface of Mars and other planets and kind of shows the usefulness of those measurements for understanding the subsurface geology at the rover's landing site. So it would be great to have future gravity instruments on surface missions. We do a lot of studies from orbiting spacecraft around Mars and other planets, but this is the first one to actually do a gravity traverse on the surface of another planet.